Are you ready, all you fans out there in out there land? I say it's time again. Have mercy, let the congregation say, hey, man. It's time for the biggest, baddest party in the world. So get on up, turn it up a notch, and get ready to boogie, baby. Ow!
From Tomahawk to Rhinelander, from Anago to Eagle River, and everywhere in between, it's time for the Sports Q on WJJQ. Now, here is your host, Alex Cook.
Welcome to the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. I'm Alex Cook. Good to have you along here on this wonderful Wednesday evening. It is a great day here in Tomahawk, and got high school football coming up this week. Sports are getting right going, and what better way to bring local sports into action than talking with a couple of local sports experts, Matt Tyler and John Long. Welcome in, gentlemen.
Did he say experts or legends? He meant legends.
I think that's what he meant.
Did I mean that? I'm not entirely sure.
Tell you what, it's good to be back in the booth.
Yeah, it is. John, first off, let me ask, how was your summer, my friend?
Oh, my gosh. It was over in the blink of an eye. It was just, it was good. I don't have a lot of complaints. It was just very busy. I was driving Lizzie around to a lot of basketball tournaments, and then work was busy, but... Yeah, how did it get to be middle of August here?
Yeah, you got me. I have no idea. Well, we got a lot to get into here today. We've got Alex Stroh from ESPN Wisconsin. He's going to join us a little later on. We're going to talk Packers with him. Packers wrap up their preseason this Saturday and then open up their season in a couple of weeks. Plus, could they make a move for Micah Parsons? It's definitely possible. Also, we're going to chat some Hatchet Volleyball with Keith Hansey. That'll be coming up at the top of the hour. We'll also play some Mascot Madness once again, and Badgers open their season next Thursday night against Miami of Ohio. We'll take a look at their season. But first, you know we have got to talk about those red-hot Milwaukee Brewers. We have to lead off with that. So the Milwaukee Brewers, as they currently stand, are 79-47. They have the best record in all of baseball. They are a few games up on the Chicago Cubs for first place in the National League Central. They're currently in a five-game set. Very weird, obviously, with the Cubs. Game four is tonight. First pitch is at 7:05, and it's the hard-throwing rookie Jacob Mizrowski on the mound for the Crew against former Brewer Colin Ray. So, Matt, I'm going to go ahead and start with you here. And we got into this a little bit with Hunter Baumgart last week, who's doing a great job covering this team, and he was so excited he could talk for hours and hours about this squad. In your opinion, do you think that this Brewers team is a World Series contender?
No question. No question. They have, because there's a few things. First of all, they've got a pitching staff and a deep pitching staff. They can afford an injury here and there with a guy like, even though he just went on the DL Hall.
Well done.
Yeah. Chad Patrick threw yesterday. Didn't light the world on fire, but he hasn't started a game in a couple months because they're so deep with Woodruff coming back with Mizrowski entering the picture. So the one thing that I saw that was really interesting is they're comparing Sal Frelick a little bit to Pete Rose in that not necessarily the style of play, but that he's a hustler, that he gets after it, and he ignites the team similar how Pete Rose did for the big red machine of the Cincinnati Reds in the mid-70s. I thought that was very intriguing.
That is intriguing. Very quickly on Frelick, that man he's probably the least talked about right fielder in all of baseball, and he won a gold glove last year. Like that really goes without saying. John?
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you one thing that I really love about this Brewers squad is we've had really good Brewers squads that were really deep in terms of the pitching rotation but didn't have any bats, and we've had teams that they'd score 10 runs a game but they give up 11. Mm-hmm. This is a very balanced team.
Yes, it is.
Right? They're winning both small ball, but they'll also put up 7-8 runs and mm-hmm. beat you that way, and I think that is a reason why they're a serious contender for the World Series.
Yep. Yeah, here's what I'm going to say, because the last time I recall a Brewers team being this good was in 2018. That bitch is the best Brewers team that I've seen in my lifetime. Better than that Braun Fielder squad. Mm-hmm. The pitching staff was better in 2011, you know, because you had Zach Greinke and Sean Markham and those guys. So I went back and I did a little bit of comparison. So we're going to compare the 2018 and the 2025 team's starting lineups here. So let's go catcher. We'll go position by position here. Brewers starting catcher William Contreras currently. 2018, it was Manny Pena. Manny Pena, the Pineapple Express. Edge, 25.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
Yeah, without a doubt. First baseman, today you've got Rhys Hoskins and Andrew Vaughn. You had Jesus Aguilar, his 2018 campaign, which included 35 home runs, over 100 RBIs.
Yep.
But the thing is, though, this 2025 team, they're not... Well, Andrew Vaughn's been lighting the world on fire pretty much since he came over from the White Sox.
Yep.
But it's really been just, you know, a plug-and-play kind of ordeal at first base, as it has been since Prince Fielder left.
Yeah, and maybe the slight edge there to Aguiar.
Yeah.
You know, in that 2018, mm-hmm. but not much.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think not much.
No, it could go either way.
Yep.
Second base, Bryce Turang or Jonathan Scope?
No question, Bryce Turang. Scope was a midseason addition.
Yeah.
Trade deadline, and he never lived up to the hype.
No, he didn't. Shortstop, Joey Ortiz or Orlando Arcia? That's a tough one.
That's a close one, too. Both very good defenders.
Ortiz has shown a lot more with his bat in the second part of the season.
And last year, Ortiz hit the ball better than... He mm-hmm. had a better season than any, I think, offensively than Arcia did.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Okay, that's fair. Third base, so... You've got Caleb Durbin for 25. For 18, you had the combo of Travis Shaw and Mike Moustakas.
I really like Mike Moustakas.
Yeah,
I thought he was really good for that team, not only with his bat, but the clubhouse.
Yeah, I liked him a lot.
Yeah,
left field. So we got Isaac Collins currently, who has been unbelievable this season. 27-year-old rookie coming in for the squad. And then left field, you had Ryan Braun.
Probably
the greatest Brewer of the 21st century at this point.
That, yep.
Center field, you've got Jackson Churio or Lorenzo Cain.
If you told me right now, starting them both out, they're both 23 years old, I'm taking Churio all day.
Yeah, that's fair.
Lorenzo Cain, great player. He did a nice job with the Brewers. Smart, good defender. But I think the upside of Churio is just light years ahead of where Lorenzo Cain was.
Yeah.
You stole my word, upside. I agree with you. Like, if I got to pick one guy, the upside of Churio is he's going to be a fantastic player.
Now, the right fielder spot is interesting because Yelich was in right field. This was during his MVP season. He's the designated hitter, and Sal Frelick has been in right so far this year. Now, we go to the pitching rotation. Starters. 2018, you had... I'll give you a nickel if you can tell me who the Brewers' ace was in 2018.
Oh, boy.
I don't know.
It's a one-season wonder. I will tell you that.
Oh.
Matt's got the wheels turning.
Yeah. One-season wonder. Not sure. Not sure.
Yolish Chacin.
Yeah, I wouldn't have got
Yolish
it.
Yolish Chacin.
Yeah, I wouldn't have got that
exactly.
One.
I wouldn't have got it.
The rest of the starters pretty familiar. You got Chase Anderson, Junior Guerra, Brent Suter, Wade Miley, Freddie Peralta. Brandon Woodruff was in the bullpen at that point. That bullpen had Josh Hader, Corey Knebel, Jeremy Jeffress, Brandon Woodruff, Corbin Burns, Dan Jennings, and Taylor Williams.
Yeah.
Starting-wise,
I wouldn't give you a nickel for any of the starters from 2018 compared to this group.
Yep. Because this group that you got, as you mentioned, Freddie Peralta, Quinn Priester, Jose Quintana, Chad Patrick, Jacob Mizrowski, Brandon Woodruff. The bullpen is Grant Anderson, Abner Uribe, Jared Koenig, Nick Mears, Trevor McGill, who has been unbelievable also this season, Aaron Ashby, and D.L. Hall.
Yeah, that's almost a push. That 2018 team had a really good bullpen, but I think there's more versatility in this bullpen because two or three of those guys could give you spot starts.
Yeah, that's a very good point. That's a very good point. So, guys, obviously we agree. The Brewers are World Series contenders at this point.
Mm-hmm.
What is the one team that you think the Brewers would be the toughest matchup for the crew in the postseason?
The funny thing about the postseason to me is there is not in the past there was always a team that I went, oh, I don't know. And Hunter and I talked about this a little bit last week too. Was they prepare the hitting coaches prepare them that no pitcher scares me anymore. There used to be like when Clayton Kershaw was at top of his game,
right.
He scared me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there were other pitchers for other teams. You know, currently Paul Skeens with Pittsburgh scares me. He doesn't scare them, and the Brewers handle them very well. What scares me is how teams get hot and teams get cold in the postseason. Will if the Brewers get a bye, will that be beneficial or will that be detrimental?
I'll tell you this right off the bat. I think a bye would be beneficial because I'm sick and tired of losing in the wild card round.
Yeah.
I'm sick and tired of the Brewers losing in the wild card round. This is the year that they need to win a playoff series for the first time since 2018.
Yep.
If they don't do it this year, there is going to be an angry mob right outside American Family Field. I'm just going to say that right off the bat. There's no excuse for this team not to win a playoff series this year.
I agree, and I think the feeling, right, just the general excitement and the feeling is different this year than what we've had.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even remember feeling like this in 2018.
No. And in 2018, what happened was that Brewer squad got on a very, very hot stretch right at the end of the season. They beat the Chicago Cubs in Chicago to win that division. Yep. They ended up completely manhandling the Rockies in the National League Division Series because the Rockies' bats went absolutely quiet. And then they ultimately lost in seven to the Dodgers. Thank you, Yasiel Puig. That ultimately proved to be the difference. Here's the thing with this team. And before we go to break, you guys realize the Brewers are on pace for their first 100-win season in franchise history?
Yeah, if they...
knock on wood,
knock
exactly.
On wood.
Yeah.
Really, if they just... Then they just have to play a few games over 500 to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The rest of the way.
It's very much within reach.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Their franchise record for most wins in a season, 96. They did that in 2011 and 2018. You're tuned into the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. When we come back, Alex Stroh from ESPN Wisconsin will join us. We're going to chat some Packer preseason. We'll also talk about the potential of Micah Parsons being in Green Bay. That's coming up on the Sports Q here on WJJQ.
Where Northern Wisconsin comes for in-depth Wisconsin sports talk. From youth sports to the pros, you are listening to the Sports Q on WJJQ.
Viglet's Do It Express of Tomahawk features a large selection of hunting products for the fall hunting season. Check out their archery equipment, from crossbows to custom-cut arrows. Choose from a variety of tree stands and ladder stands, plus deer scents, feeds, hunting clothes, and boots. Viglet's Do It Express on North 4th Street, ready for the fall archery hunting season.
Hilgi's LP Gas of Tomahawk reminds you, if your summer plans include a building or remodeling project, to think Carrier for your home or business heating and cooling systems, available at Hilgi's. With a line of furnaces and air conditioning systems, Carrier and Hilgi's are dedicated to improving your quality of life, and now during the summertime, your furnace plays a vital role in moving refreshing, conditioned air from your cooling system through your home or business. So no matter what your home comfort needs, you can count on Carrier and Hilgi's to keep you comfortable. Carrier, turn to the experts at Hilgi's LP Gas, South Tomahawk Avenue. Call Hilgi's at 453-3505.
Billy Bob's Sports Bar in Grinnell invites you to dine in or carry out all your favorite menu selections, including soup, salad, sandwiches, wraps, and Chicago-style pizza. Happy hour is Monday through Thursday from 2 until 5. On Fridays, Billy Bob serves their fantastic fish fry all day, and Saturday it's prime rib with servings starting at 5 and while supplies last. Billy Bob's Sports Bar and Grill, County Highway L, north of Tomahawk, ready to serve you daily at 11 o'clock. It's Billy Bob's Sports Bar and Grill.
Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. I'm Alex Cook. Good to have you along on this Wednesday evening. And it's now time for our state interview of the day. And joining me right back on the line, my good friend from ESPN Wisconsin, Alex Stroh. Alex, thank you for joining me.
Anytime, Cook. Good to be back with you. Good to be back on the Sports Q. Good to have the Sports Q back after the summer hiatus.
Well,
good to chat with you.
Yes, it is great. So let's go ahead and chat some Packers here, Alex. Green Bay got the first preseason win Saturday in Indianapolis. They defeated the Colts 23-19. What was your biggest takeaway from preseason game number two?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's hard to get a huge takeaway on what the regular season will look like in a game that most of the starters did not see the field. But I would say the one I'm almost obsessed with at this point, Alex, is Bo Melton, the converted wide receiver who's now playing cornerback, a guy they love on special teams and wanted to find a spot for him on this roster. He probably wasn't – they couldn't justify keeping him as a wide receiver because that room is just loaded. They had two draft picks. They had Mecole Hardman, the former Chief and three-time Super Bowl champion, in free agency. So they probably couldn't justify keeping him at receiver. So earlier in the offseason, they approach him and say, hey, our cornerback room on defense is a little thin. Your brother is a cornerback with the Arizona Cardinals. You played some cornerback in high school. You're an athletic dude. You're great for us on special teams. Let's try you out there. And through two preseason games, I've been really impressed with him. So that was probably my biggest takeaway. He looks the part at quarterback. Maybe not as a starter, but as a depth piece, I think he can provide a nice punch off the bench for them. The other thing is just the way they were able to adjust at halftime. And this is a lot of depth pieces. But that offensive line had 11 penalties in the first half. 11. That's a lot of penalties.
Yes, it is.
In a whole game, let alone one half. So to see Matt LaFleur get after the second-round pick, Anthony Belton, as they run off the field, really, I mean, he was yelling at him at halftime. For him to come back in and that offensive line group to come back in and play pretty clean football in the second half and find a way to win that football game in Indianapolis, just good signs of halftime adjustments, cleaning up their play, cleaning up the self-inflicted wounds, which we saw a lot of in that first preseason game against the Jets. All in all, good signs, but hard to have any full-blown regular season takeaways from a game we didn't see a lot of the starters in.
Yeah, that's a good point. Let's go ahead and focus in more on those starters here, Strove. There's been a lot of injuries on this particular team already. We've had Xavier McKinney, Nate Hobbs, Jordan Love. There was no Romeo Doubs and no Dontavian Wicks either throughout this whole preseason. Do you think that all of these injuries are a concern heading into week one?
Most of them aren't. I would say the only one that really is the guy you didn't mention. That's Jaden Reed, one of those other
good point.
Who had a boot on, and it sounds like it's a sprained foot or a sprained ankle. We haven't seen him back at practice yet, but it seems like the boot's off. I hope it's not something that lingers into the regular season. Week one coming up on September 7th is the Packers' first game, that home opener against the Lions. But he didn't really want to shed a lot of info on it when he met with reporters a couple of weeks ago after that first preseason game against the Jets when he was spotted in a walking boot. That's the only one that concerns me. But Jordan Love's already back at practice and throwing. McKinney and Hobbs seem like those are more precautionary than anything else. So I don't have a ton of worry. I guess I'm glad these small injuries, they're getting it out of the way in August rather than September, October, November, or December. But all in all, no huge concern for me on the injury front.
And talking here with Alex Stroh from ESPN Wisconsin here on the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Stroh, obviously, with the offseason, everyone knows that the rumor mill is going to be happening also with the regular season almost here. Micah Parsons has requested a trade from the Cowboys, and the Packers have been said to be in the mix. Do you see Green Bay making an offer for Dallas before the regular season begins?
As a fan, my answer is, God, I hope so. obviously, when it comes to the structure of this organization, it'd be super, super unlike them. The only case I can make for it, which I'm not making, I'm not saying this will happen, but the case I could make for it is it's a new president, right? Ed Policy is entering his first season as president of the Green Bay Packers. So could he go to the general manager, Brian Gutekunst, and say, hey, Brian, I view this roster as very close to winning a championship. I think if we are to take a swing at one of the best defensive players in all of football, we have the cap space to make the move. We have the assets to make the move. I think we should do whatever it takes to bring in Micah Parsons. Could that conversation, in theory, happen? I do think so, yes. Do I think it's likely? Not really at all. But as a fan, of course I'd like to see them bring in a guy who is a true game wrecker, because if they're missing anything on that defense, it's a true game wrecker.
Yeah.
Rashawn Gary hasn't panned out to what you hope he could be. Lucas Van Ness, through his first two seasons, has not developed into what his nickname is, Hercules, right? And so the thing I would like to see is, of course, they go out and bring in a guy who on that defensive line can just wreak havoc and change games, flip games on their head. They don't have a guy like that right now in that defense. So while I love seeing the rumor mill swirl and see that the Packers are allegedly in the mix, I think it's incredibly unlikely Micah Parsons is donning the green and gold come week one.
To be honest with you, Strove, I see this more likely as Green Bay going after him if he was a free agent. Like, if he was a free agent, I could see Green Bay making a strong push for him. But, again, the Packers organization, as you mentioned, they're not the kind of organization that will shell out multiple draft picks for a star player.
No, they're more a team that offloads than brings in when it comes to the trade, right? I mean, we can think about the past couple of seasons. Last season, they ship out Preston Smith prior to the trade deadline. He goes to Pittsburgh.
Right.
The year prior, in 2023, when the record isn't very good, you know, us as a fan base and us as people that cover the Packers, we're still not really certain if Jordan Love is the guy. So they go ahead and trade out Rasul Douglas at the trade deadline to Buffalo 2 years ago. It's just not like them to trade for an asset. Rather, they often trade out assets. But, hey, I mean, if there's a time to do it, Alex, I mean, I can make a pretty strong case that now is the time, right? Despite having what will likely be the youngest roster in the NFL again, in terms of experience, this is not a young roster. This
right.
is a team that's made the playoffs 2 years in a row. This is a team that has playoff experience. They have won a playoff game a couple of years ago on the road. So this is a team that is ready to make a championship push. So if there's a time to do it, as unlike the Packers it would be, I view now as the time. So I would understand, you know, the excitement behind it and the angst behind it of saying, hey, go out and do this, because this team is it should start competing for championships pretty soon here. And obviously this would flip the narrative on the Packers from being a team that's maybe on the cusp to being a team that would be a favorite in the NFC.
And talking here with Alex Stroh from ESPN Wisconsin here on the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Stroh, the Packers wrap up their preseason against Seattle on Saturday, and then after that they open up the season against the Detroit Lions September 7th, as you mentioned. What are you going to be looking for in the preseason finale from this squad?
Yeah, I'm curious how many starters will play. We know the Packers will be without Jordan Love as he comes off that procedure on his thumb last week. Just good and encouraging to see him back at practice, even at a minimal basis. But all in all, you know, I'm just looking for those guys that are gunning for roster spots. Marshawn Lloyd is a guy who's caught my attention. He's the third-round pick last year out of USC, the running back. The guy just can't catch a break in terms of injuries. Mm-hmm. Now it's a hamstring injury. Last year, he played one game and then had an appendectomy. His appendix was close to bursting. So he had, he had his appendix removed, and he missed the rest of the season. It's just unlucky. It's not injury prone. It's just unlucky. And again, Marshawn Lloyd, after a 33-yard catch against Indianapolis on Saturday, pulls a hammy. So we likely won't see him. So it's a battle of, okay, come the opener, who's going to back up Josh Jacobs? Is it Emmanuel Wilson who's had that duty the last couple of years? Is it Chris Brooks, who had some nice flashes the past couple of years? Is it Amar Johnson, who's had a touchdown in each of the first two preseason games?
Mm-hmm.
So the running back position, something I have my eye on come the preseason opener. And then otherwise, defensively, it's going to be those depth pieces, some of those rookies. A guy like Baron Sorrell, who unfortunately has an injury. But Carl Brooks and some of those other guys that have been depth pieces defensively, how are they coming along, and are they trending in the right direction as they become, not veterans necessarily, but they're no longer young players in this league? How are they looking here in this final auditioning act? Whether or not they're on the Packers roster, you're auditioning for the other 31 teams at this point. So what are you putting on paper, what are you putting on film in the final preseason game that maybe makes you pop off the page, aside from somebody else trying to make a roster from the other 31 teams?
Packers' final preseason game is against the Seattle Seahawks at Lambeau on Saturday. Kickoff is at 3 o'clock. Alex Stroh from ESPN Wisconsin. Alex, thank you very much for joining me, my friend.
Anytime, Alex. Look forward to talking to you soon.
Absolutely. Alex Stroh from ESPN Wisconsin here on the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more after this.
Talking Packers, Badgers, Brewers, Bucks, and local sports. You are listening to the Sports Q on WJJQ.
Tired of the same old investment strategy? It's time to invest smarter. WSG's proactive risk optimization strategy designs your portfolio based on current risks to help you navigate today's challenging markets. We strive to optimize your investments so you can focus on your goals. Ready for a new approach? Call Wealth Strategy Group at 715-453-0722 or visit us at WSGinvest.com. With Pro, it's time to invest smarter and take control of your financial future.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, SIPC.
Get on board at Outboards Bar and Grill, North 4th in Tomahawk. Outboard serves their fantastic menu selections from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. daily. Stop on by for happy hour from 2 until 5, Monday through Thursday. Outboard's Bar and Grill, North 4th in Tomahawk, features their Friday fish fry with cod, walleye, shrimp, and catch of the day. It's Outboard's Bar and Grill, North 4th in Tomahawk. Get on board.
Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Matt Tyler, and John Long here with you on this wonderful Wednesday evening. Gentlemen, I had the chance to watch the second preseason game over the weekend here, and the one thing that I noticed is Green Bay, for what it's worth, cleaned up the penalties, as Stroh mentioned, but you have to clean up the penalties, especially in the offensive line, if you're going to succeed in the NFL.
Yeah, no doubt, but you know, preseason is so different than it was when there were four games because, I mean, there wasn't a starter on either side of the ball. Where before it was like the first preseason game, you played a series or two, you played in another extra series, second game. Usually the starters played a half, and then they didn't play at all in the fourth game.
Right.
Yeah. Now it's like you don't even get any hardly any series.
Exactly.
Yeah, Matt and I were just talking about it. How do they handle that third game now? Because most of the quote-unquote starters have gotten so few reps in the preseason.
Yep.
Do they take that third game and then play them a half?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it like it used to be where that last preseason game you didn't play them at all because you were terrified you'd get them hurt right before the season?
Yeah, it's going to be very intriguing to see how this season pans out for Green Bay.
And it's so hard to judge them based on these couple of preseason because the starters played a series maybe.
Yep, right. A series.
So you have no idea what
exactly
you're going to get.
Exactly. Well, in the midst of us doing the sports queue here on WJJQ, we're also live streaming live on TikTok. So if you want to go ahead and see Matt, John, and I, we are currently waving to the camera as we speak. And one of our online listeners has given us a trivia question here. All right, so let's see. Let's see if we can stump Matt and John here. This is a tough one. So this comes in, all right? This comes in from Aaron, who is originally from Colby, Wisconsin.
Okay.
So Wisconsinite, local guy. There was a Milwaukee Brewers team for 1 year in 1901. Who are they now?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Say that again.
Sure. There was a Milwaukee Brewers team for 1 year in 1901. Who are they now?
So what organization are
are they now? Yep. Yes.
Started out as the Milwaukee Brewers.
Started out as Milwaukee Brewers in 1901.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What's an old ball club?
Yeah.
Now, again, think historic ball club with this one.
Right.
You definitely want to think historic ball club with this one.
Wow. So I know the Cincinnati Reds are very old. I know the Pittsburgh Pirates are very old.
I was thinking the same thing.
Would you guys like a hint?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This team is currently an American League team.
American League, okay.
So you eliminate 15 of the teams that are in
the Chicago White Sox.
That's exactly. That's who popped. That's who came to mind instantly when he said that.
The other I don't know.
Geographically, I feel like
Cleveland also is a older ball club.
Yeah. I feel like it's... Did we say the team?
You have not said the team out loud yet.
Okay. All right. That's good.
Who was this that submitted the question?
So this is Aaron from Colby.
Great question.
Yeah.
Aaron.
He is a sports fanatic. He's also a sports broadcaster out in North Carolina at this point.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. I do not know the answer to this. What's an educated guess, Matt?
Yeah, just give me an educated guess.
Well, if he hasn't said it yet, it's an older established club.
It is an older established club, yes.
1901,
yes.
Wowzer. And it's currently an American League team.
Yep. Give you guys about 30 more seconds.
Any more hint than that?
American League East. American League East.
Boston Red Sox?
It is not the Boston Red Sox.
Well, they were the Boston Braves at one time.
You got us. I don't know.
The Baltimore Orioles.
Ooh, really?
The Baltimore Orioles. Yep, the Baltimore Orioles. That's what they are right now.
Aaron, that's a good one, Aaron.
That's a great one.
Did the Baltimore Orioles at one time, were they the St. Louis Browns as well?
They might have been. I'm not entirely sure.
My dad pitched for the St. Louis Browns.
Oh, really? Yeah. Is that right? Yeah. Oh, man.
Not the professional team, but the minor league system.
See, we got major league and local baseball trivia here on the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ Tomahawk. Good question. That was a very good question. It is currently 73 degrees under overcast skies. Coming up at the top of the hour, we are going to sit down with Hatchet Volleyball Coach Keith Hansey. Going to get his thoughts on the Tomahawk Volleyball campaign that's coming up. You're tuned into the Sports Q, Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ Tomahawk. It's now time for our latest update from CBS.
Covering sports from Madison, Milwaukee, Green Bay, and the Northwoods, you're listening to the Sports Q with Alex Cook on WJJQ.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. I'm Cammie McCormick. Hurricane Erin is a large and powerful storm.
Hurricane Erin is already creating extremely dangerous and life-threatening rip currents for all of the North Carolina coast.
North Carolina's emergency director, William Ray.
This will be a longer duration event, with coastal flooding expected over several high tide cycles. We will see rain bands trailing Erin that will also impact the area, already saturated soils across the area, which could lead to extended impacts.
Despite being offshore, it poses a threat to coastal communities as far north as New England. In the west, the danger is extreme heat in Arizona, Nevada, and California. Meteorologist David Parkinson.
The big concern when you have this level of heat and an offshore wind is that generally, you do actually have a higher fire risk. That's because the ground is dried out even more than it normally is, which the ground is already incredibly dry in Southern California. You do sometimes get some offshore wind events that come through the canyons and increase the wind.
In Israel, they're preparing for the offensive in Gaza City, as Rami Innocencio reports.
Israel is calling up 60,000 new reservists, which is its biggest call-up ever since the events of October 7th. And the military is also extending service for another 20,000 soldiers that are already operating in the field. So in total, this would bring to 130,000 military personnel on active duty as it ramps up its Gaza assault.
Jake Rosen reports. A federal judge has rejected the government's request to unseal grand jury transcripts in the Jeffrey Epstein case.
The documents the government was seeking to unseal included about 70 pages of transcripts of the agent's two presentations to the grand jury, a PowerPoint exhibit, and a call log. The judge noted that the Department of Justice's files on the Epstein case dwarf those stemming from the grand jury, and proceedings before grand juries are typically kept secret.
The TSA is working with a private company to bring biometric e-gates to airports. It would allow you to check in for boarding without an agent. Travel editor Peter Greenberg.
Once you give them your fingerprint and your facial recognition information, which matches up to your ID, when these gates are installed, all you do is you go in front of the gate. 3 seconds later, it takes your picture, the gates open, and you go directly to the security for your carry-on bags.
On Wall Street today, stocks finished mixed. The NASDAQ Composite Index was lower for the second day, down 142. The Dow was up by 16 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Fisher Investments, we may seem like other money managers, but we're different.
What makes you so different than the rest of us?
We ensure clients receive unparalleled service at every step of the relationship.
Tell me more.
Our investment counselors focus on service over sales, prioritizing clients' needs.
How do you make money?
We don't sell any commission-based products. We have a simple management fee based on the value of our clients' portfolio. So we do better when our clients do better.
What about client portfolios?
We get to know each client, their finances, family, health, lifestyle, and more. And then we tailor a portfolio based on their specific goals and needs.
Your clients really come first then, huh?
Yes. We make them a top priority. Our goal is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement.
Wow. Maybe we are different.
At Fisher Investments, we're clearly different. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
One out of three Americans suffers from excessive daytime drowsiness. Vicki Barker reports on some new research into the problem.
Scientists writing in the medical journal Lancet eBiomedicine say they've found a link between excessive daytime sleepiness, or EDS, and a substance called tyramine. It's typically found in aged cheeses, smoked meats, and alcoholic drinks, as well as overripe or fermented foods. Men seem to be most susceptible, and since EDS can raise your risk of cardiovascular disease, obesity, and diabetes, a dietary tweak may be in order. Vicki Barker, CBS News, London.
An elderly North Korean spy who spent decades behind bars in the South was prevented today from crossing the border. He's 95, one of six elderly North Korean soldiers and spies who recently demanded they be allowed to return to their homeland. They spent years in prison for refusing to denounce communism. They're free now, but longing for home. I'm Cammie McCormick, CBS News.
WJJQ Radio Sports Times 6. 6:06 p.m. Good Wednesday evening. I'm Alex Cook. You're tuned into the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Temperatures at 71 degrees under overcast skies for today. Coming up after our weather forecast for Brittany Rouleau, we're going to sit down with Hatchet Volleyball Coach Keith Anzi, and we'll play the first rendition of Mascot Madness for the school year. That's coming up after this from Chase's C-Store.
It's time to enjoy the convenient In-N-Out and brand new pumps available at Chase's Tomahawk Shell and C-Store. This big project is now complete and being enjoyed by all of Chase's Tomahawk Shell customers and their trucking friends too, with all grades of gas and diesel now available. Chase and his staff would like to thank all customers for their understanding and patience during this project, so stop by and fill up with the new pumps. Pumping gas and diesel as usual now at Chase's Tomahawk Shell C-Store on South Tomahawk Avenue. And remember, on the north side of Tomahawk, enjoy the convenience of Chase's BP&C store.
The forecast for the Northwoods. More and more clouds clearing on out of here, which means overnight tonight, we drop a little crisp down to the mid-50s. Patchy fog is possible in the morning, but by midday, partly sunny, very pleasant, highs in the upper 70s. We'll see clouds increasing tomorrow night, becoming mostly cloudy for Friday. Showers and storms spark in the afternoon to the evening as a cold front moves through and brings fall-like weather for the weekend. It's going to be breezy, crisp, and much cooler. Highs in the low to mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WJJQ.
The Sports Q on WJJQ, your source for sports from around the state and in the Northwoods. Here's your host, Alex Cook.
Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. I'm Alex Cook. Good to have you along here on this Wednesday. It's now time for our Hatchet Interview of the Week, and joining me right back in the air chair is Tomahawk Volleyball Coach Keith Anzi. Keith, thank you very much for joining me.
Alex, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So, you've got a couple of practices under your belt heading into today. What can you tell the community about this particular team this year?
I think the biggest thing is the experience of this team. Basically, all the starters are back from last year, minus one. You know, we lost Claire Elbert as a senior graduating, but the whole team pretty much is returning. So that, I think, gives us a huge advantage going into the year because they played together. We played together all summer, had a great summer camp at UWSP. So I'm excited about this season.
So let's go ahead and talk about this team. You've got five of the six starters returning from last season. Only one graduating is Claire Albert. So that's Shelby Borowski, Sienna Calkins, Freya Allberg, all coming back next year. What's going to be the plan, though, for the outside hitter spot this year in Claire's place?
We've got Ella Pizek, who played it last year, but she pretty much had a DS role, but would play outside also. And we've got Avery Petta back. A year older. Last year she was a sophomore. Now she's a junior. Bigger, stronger, more consistent. And we also have Sophia Lucina. I brought her up at the end of the season. So she's got to practice with us, play in the summer league. So we've got actually three outside hitters right now that we can rotate into that role.
Again, talking here with Hatchet Volleyball Coach Keith Hanzy here on the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Coach, this team was 3 points away from the second straight regional title last year. It was a nip and tuck, back and forth, five-set match with Oconto. What does your team need to do to get over that hump this year?
A lot of the team was young last year, and Oconto was a very good team. It was a battle. I mean, that was a great match. We'd always like to come out on the winning side, but this year we're going to work a lot on mental toughness because they are a year older. They've been there. They have that experience, which is huge. And I can already see it in practice and in the summer. We won a lot of close games in the summer league at the camp. They're not going to get as rattled. We're going to be more consistent in serving, serve, receive, passing. That's all going to help in this whole season.
So, Coach, looking back at the roster now, give me a couple of underclassmen that you think are going to take a step forward this year.
I think Avery Petta is going to be one. Shelby Borowski, very good setter, even stronger, better sets. And then when you have a couple years of familiarity with your middles and those outsides, now we can start running some more tricky plays. Sets are going to be more right on. Keep an eye on Jess Gebauer. She's going to be good back there in the DS position. We got Sophie Olson as our libero. So I just look for them all to be better, and play hard.
And talking here with Hatchet volleyball coach Keith Hansey here on the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. So, coach, obviously you've been the coach here for three of the last four seasons. Give me a couple of changes in your approach that you have leading into this year.
One thing I am changing is probably going to be more of the mental mm-hmm. aspect. During a game, you know, if you get in a position where you have to send a free ball, mm-hmm. like where we're going to send it, kind of looking more, just mental toughness, not getting down on themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, in volleyball, you got to have the memory of a goldfish. I mean, you celebrate that one play, and then if something's bad, your teammates pick you back up, you forget about it and go on.
So let's go ahead and talk about what's coming up over the next week or so. Let's go ahead yes. and start with your scrimmage on Saturday,
yep.
which will be in Merrill. So a yes. lot of familiar opponents that you have over there. What are you going to be looking for in your scrimmage this weekend?
The scrimmage, I'm going to probably have three different lineups set up.
Okay.
Three different options. We're going to play, I believe it's Merrill, Antigo, Rib Lake, if I remember correctly. Those are time scrimmages. So I'm going to probably run three different lineups against each team,
mm-hmm.
Kind of look at what works best for us.
So let's now go ahead and shift your gears over to Tuesday. You are very, very excited for this.
Yeah.
I can already tell with the grin that's on your face.
Yeah.
You've got the Beast of the East tournament over in Hortonville. You told me earlier the opponents that you'll be playing, which is the host, New London, and your first match will be against Waupaca. What do you expect from your team on Tuesday to begin the year?
What I'd like to see is coming out hard. We've got a very tough opponent in Waupaca. They've got a lot of returning great players. They had a great season last year. And it's kind of like what hockey did. We're going right at tough opponents right away. It just make us better throughout the year.
Coach, do you have any final thoughts before we wrap things up?
No, I'm excited for the season, ready for it to get going. Excited for the Q to be here covering all our home matches and hopefully make a really, really good playoff run.
Well, let's hope so. Let's hope so. Again, Tomahawk opens up their season with the Beast of the East tournament in Hortonville on Tuesday. Their first match is against Waupaca. That will be at 3:00 on Tuesday. Hatchet volleyball coach Keith Hansey, very excited for this season, Keith. Thank you very much for joining me.
Yep. Thanks for having me.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more of the Sports Q right after this here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ.
Bringing Wisconsin sports to the Northwoods. This is the Sports Q on WJJQ.
Heritage Chevrolet needs your trade-in. For a limited time, buy a new Chevrolet in stock from us, and we will give you Kelley Blue Book average trade value plus $1,000 for any 2018 or newer car or truck. Our used inventory is at an all-time low, so this is your chance to get the most for your trade-in on any new Chevrolet in stock. Take advantage of Chevrolet's incentives and our dealer discount and your $1,000 trade-in bonus at Heritage Chevrolet in Tomahawk.
Hi, this is Matt Tyler from Wild Rivers Group Real Estate of Tomahawk and serving all of the Northwoods area. We have buyers and need listings. Are you thinking about selling your home? If so, give me a call at 715-490-1820. The market is still hot, and now is the time to list your property. I will give you all the details on what your property is worth in today's market and help you find a buyer. Call me, Matt Tyler, at 715-490-1820 or stop by our office at 1414 North 4th Street in Tomahawk. You can also check us out online at wildriversgroup.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. If you are driving, we do prefer that you take the long way home so that you can keep listening to us. So, gentlemen, yes, Tomahawk volleyball, very exciting stuff for them coming up the season. They're moving the sectional around a little bit, but this team was 3 points away from a regional title again this past year. A lot of excitement going around this program.
Yeah, and, you know, Keith talked about it. You lose one player. Now, granted, Claire was a very valuable player
yes,
to
she
that
was.
Group. But you bring back, I think you're going to see a huge, huge jump from Freya Albert.
I hope so. I hope so.
Too.
So before we get into Mascot Madness, we do have a bit of an announcement to make, by the way. This is from Athletic Director Ryan Flynn. He asked me to break this on the show specifically. So this is what he sent over. The activities department at the school district of Tomahawk is hosting a garage sale prior to the start of some home football games to benefit funds toward the Tomahawk High School Hatchet Weightlifting Club. Funds are going to go towards continued improvements for equipment upgrades, equipment replacement, and providing nutritional opportunities for students following their individual workouts. The garage sale will consist of old hatchet memorabilia, equipment, uniforms, and merchandise as they look to clean up the athletic storage areas for better use of the facility space. This includes old hatchet jerseys from the 1980s to the mid-2010s. So football, softball, basketball, volleyball, running tops, old hatchet football and basketball shirts, basketball and volleyball hatchet warm-ups, non-certified expired helmet football helmets with hatchet decals, and also equipment such as catcher's gear, pitching machines, bats, softballs and baseballs, hitting nets, hitting tees, pitching and batting mats, travel bags, and bat bags. There are a lot of items that they'll get rid of. They're going to be donating them to local charities as well. So these are the dates when they're going to be selling them. So keep your eyes peeled, guys. And Matt, John, I know that you guys probably want to get your hands on one of these. This Friday against Crandon, August 29th next week against Wittenberg-Burnhamwood, September 5th against Wausau East, and then they'll be selling them all throughout homecoming week prior to school for students and faculty. The last community day for this garage sale will be the homecoming game against Mosinee Friday, September 26th. The students will begin selling at approximately 6:30 p.m., and they will go until halftime of the home football games of which they sell. If you have any questions, contact Ryan Flynn. So if you have a chance to get some hatchet memorabilia, you got an opportunity to do that starting this Friday when Tomahawk football takes on Crandon.
I'll tell you what, there's some good stuff.
Yeah.
There's some good stuff.
Yeah,
you were a former coach. You saw some of that stuff.
Yes.
Well, and I'm a current coach as well.
Yeah.
Well, for football, I was saying the football stuff. Yes, I guess you're a current coach.
Yes,
Tom.
Yes. We know this.
I don't know.
We know this.
And
no,
who was the dynamite?
There you go. There you go. All right, gentlemen. Now I have a very important question for you two. Are you ready to play the very first Mascot Madness of the school year?
Absolutely
not. All right. John, are you ready?
Never.
Yeah, he didn't hear me say not. Absolutely not.
It is now time for Mascot Madness. So, schools we're going to be focusing on today, in honor of the football season starting on Friday, eight-player football teams. Eight-player football schools. Obviously, we're going to start off with a couple of easy ones, and then they'll get harder as they go on. Are you guys ready?
I like easy.
All right. Here we go. All right. First school. Very, very simple, I promise. Phillips. Phillips.
We don't even need the... I don't think.
Loggers. No. The loggers
happens to be correct. There you go. All right. Now we're going to go a little further north to Hurley. Hurley.
Is there a bonus on this one? Because there's the current name.
Yes.
And then the previous name.
Yes.
I will say this. The previous name, we will get flagged by TikTok if we say it. So we can't say the previous name. So
can we say the...
You can say that.
So they were in our conference at one time when I was in high school.
Yes.
In the old gym,
mm-hmm.
and you had the team logos up there on the wall.
Yep.
They were up there for a long time.
Yes, they were. So, your options are the North Stars, the South Stars, the East Stars, or the West Stars.
Should have told you we don't need the options. They are the North Stars.
The North Stars happens to be correct. There you go. See?
Very boring.
Very boring.
To the other one.
Don't. He's going to make it hard on us. Don't do it.
No, I'm saying the name.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the name. Yes,
I thought you meant Alex's question.
No.
So, now we're going to go to a unique name. Melon. The Miners, the Hilltoppers, the Granite Diggers, or the Gold Diggers?
Granite Diggers.
That's pretty sure Granite Diggers, yep.
Granite Diggers? All right. Yep, you got it. There
and,
you go.
And Rodney Dangerfield's name in Back to School.
Really?
Melon.
Melon. Is that
That's right?
There you go.
That's
All right. Let's keep it going. Shell Lake. Seashells, Swimmers, or Lakers?
Did you scrim? Didn't you have a summer scrimmage against them, or didn't they come up here?
Yes.
what I'm getting at is, shouldn't you know this?
By the way, people in TikTok, in case you're wondering, just imagine the Jeopardy music, not the Jeopardy, the Millionaire music playing over and over again in your head, because that's what's going on right now.
Lakers. I'm pretty sure. I'm not 100%, but I feel pretty good.
What are you guys going to go with?
Lakers.
Lakers? All right. Lakers is right. There you go. Good job.
So true.
There we go. All right. Let's go ahead and keep on rolling. This next team won the 8-player football championship a couple years ago. Thorpe. Thorpe. T-H-O-R-P. The Redbirds. The Big Red. The Cardinals. Or the Chiefs.
I'm pretty sure it's the Cardinals. But I'm not 100% sure. It's either Cardinals or Redbirds. Don't ask for the team colors either.
Yeah, I don't need the team colors. I don't even know if it pays to do the 50-50.
I can picture they have the school is right on 29.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's a billboard when they won a state championship.
Yeah.
I can picture the bird sitting there, but
it's a red bird. What are you, you're leaning Cardinal?
That's what.
Yeah. What do you think, Matt? You want to go with your gut?
I think so, John, but I'm not.
Okay.
What are you going to go with?
We'll go with his gut.
And Cardinals? Matt says?
Cardinals.
Cardinals. All right.
So much later that the old narrator got tired of waiting, and they had to hire a new one.
You're right, it's the Cardinals. I love how just drag that out for extra. For extra.
Thanks, Alex.
Yeah, you're welcome.
My blood pressure thanks you too.
Yeah. All right. Gillette. Cougars, Lions, Tigers, or Bears?
Oh, my.
Yes.
Ooh.
Now, in case you're wondering how Gillette is spelled, just say Gillette, but without the E at the end.
Gillette.
The best a man can get.
Help me.
You blew it! You had it on and you blew it!
All right, let's go with the options again.
Yeah, of course. Cougars, Lions, Tigers, Bears.
I think it's one of the last two. I want to say Bears. I'm okay with that.
We'll go Bears.
You're going to go Bears.
Go Bears.
Nope.
Damn.
Tigers. Yep, it's the Tigers. Yep, it's the Tigers.
Hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray, run amok, and flat out deceived.
Let's see if you can get this next one here. Guys are still doing okay. You're still doing above average. That's all that matters, right?
Yeah.
Surrey. The Blackbirds, the Orioles, the Hawks, or the Eagles?
Can we get school colors?
Purple and gold. Probably rules out at least two for you right off the bat.
One more time.
Blackbirds, Orioles, Hawks, or Eagles?
I want to say Hawks, but my last gut was wrong.
See, and I wanted to say Eagles.
Well, Matt's gut has been right. John's gut has not been. So,
that's a good point.
Yeah?
That's a good point.
Meanwhile, you guys on TikTok, by the way, comment which correct answer you think it is.
Yeah, and whatever you do on TikTok, don't text 715.
Oh, man. That's funny. All right, guys.
I mean, your gut's been hot.
Yeah.
I'll go with Eagles.
All right, let's try.
You're going to go with Eagles. All right. Trust in Matt's gut. I think Matt and I should go to Vegas. He's right.
All right.
Don't tell me that.
We
all
had
right,
him
you
in
guys,
Vegas.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
You're really going to twist my arm to go there.
All right.
Ready to get harder?
Yeah. All right. Here we go.
Oakfield. Oakfield. The oaks, the fields, the acorns, or the woods?
I think they're the oaks.
Got to be the oaks.
Got to be the oaks? Boy, you guys rushed right into that.
Yeah, you're right.
The Oakfield Oaks.
All right. Got two more of these, all right? You can still go 9 for 10 here with this.
Or 7 for 10.
Or 7 for 10.
Yeah, okay.
Well, you can get no lower than 7, so let's go ahead and do this.
Okay.
Lake Holcomb. Lake Holcomb. Chiefs, Chieftains, Braves, Redmen.
Oh, my God. This chieftain has come up more. Look at him. He's diabolical.
He is diabolical.
Me, diabolical? I am innocent as an angel.
Yeah, angel of death.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
Correct, Alex, correct me if I'm wrong. There's at least two chieftains in the state of Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
That is correct.
There is at least two. At least two. You can also do a 50-50 if you want. You can ask for the school colors.
Let's go 50-50.
Yeah,
50-50?
So.
Okay. Chieftains and Braves.
You're feeling the Chieftains, aren't you?
I like Chieftains.
You guys want to go with Chieftains, huh?
Yeah, we're going to go Chieftains.
All right, all right. Few teams are named Chieftains. You've got Osceola, that's one. But another one happens to be Lake Holcomb. Ah. You guys are right. Good job. All right. Going to go on to the last one.
I thought he was going to say Chiefs and Chieftains for the...
I was going to throw
my pen at him.
If I was... You'd be paying for my medical bill then, because I'm very fragile. Very fragile. All right. Here we go. You guys ready for the last one?
Okay.
This is the southernmost 8-player football team in the state. This is also 20 minutes from where I grew up. Williams Bay. Williams Bay. Pointers, Bulldogs, Whippets, or Retrievers?
Not Whippets, because that's Whitewater.
Yeah. I don't have a clue. So we're down to 3 possibilities.
Yep.
One more time?
Yep. Pointers, Bulldogs, Whippets, Retrievers.
Not sure colors are going to help us here.
You want them?
Sure.
Orange and black. Same colors as Phillips and Hurley.
Eight out of ten's not bad.
What are the first two, Alex?
Pointers and Bulldogs.
I'm leaning towards one of the first two as well.
Which one are you leaning towards, Matt? Because your gut's
Williams
been...
Bay.
Williams Bay. Yep.
Alliteration.
I like it.
Bulldogs.
Sure.
You guys want to go with Bulldogs?
Bulldogs. That was my guess.
Okay. All right.
2,000 years later.
You guys love when I do that, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we do.
Yeah, I can smell the sarcasm all the way over here, Matt. It is the Bulldogs, hey. The Williams Bay Bulldogs. You got 9 out of 10 right.
All right.
You know what? Take it and run.
Yeah.
Take it and run, because these are small schools.
Yeah, we got that one wrong. We got it out of the way now.
Yeah.
Got it out of the way. There you go.
No pressure of perfection.
So, Alex, when we were off on our break, I did run into a couple of people that said, oh, I listened to the show.
Sure.
Do you guys really guess at those, or do you, are there... They're not sure it was on the up and up, and it's on the up and up.
Yeah, it is. It clearly is. Now, for those of you that are in case or interested, we announced this last week. We'll do this also this week. Mascot Madness is not going to be aired during the football season. But the good news is that we are going to be doing some fantasy football talk instead. With it being the NFL season, we figured why not go ahead. And Matt, Keith, John, and I are all going to be part of a fantasy football league, which is going to be fascinating. And the funny thing is that we were talking with Keith also last week. He's never played fantasy football before. So this is more of like a baptism by fire, if you will, for him.
still wonder if he's sandbagging.
I feel like he's a sandbag kind of guy.
Yeah, it very well could be, yes.
But
yes.
Is he that bright to sandbag us?
Uh-oh, you better be careful.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
You're tuned into the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Weather forecast is next.
Talking about the sports teams that you care about. High school, college, and pro. This is the Sports Q on WJJQ.
Up your seafood game with a little help from Triggs right now. Triggs has some fantastic summertime seafood specials like bone-in whitefish portions at $9.99 a pound. Sensi Easy Peel Raw Shrimp, 26 to 30 count size, $7.99 a pound. Crawfish at $5.49 a pound, and scallops in the 40 to 60 count size. Those little guys are just $8.49. Cold water lobster tails of 4 ounce sizes, $7.99 a tail, and snow crab clusters, $14.99 a pound at the summertime seafood sale going on right now at your local Triggs store.
Here's a look at your Northwoods 92.5 forecast. Partly cloudy with fog tonight with a low of 55. Winds out of the east around 5 miles per hour. Highs level off around 77 with fog in spots early tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki, and that's your forecast on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Right now, it's 70 degrees.
Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Matt Tyler, and John Long back with you here on this wonderful Wednesday evening here in the Northwoods. And gentlemen, not bad on the first Mascot Madness at all. But eight-player football teams are tough. You get a lot of teams that co-op, a lot of teams that, you know, sometimes, you know, cancel seasons because they just don't have enough kids for them.
Well, and one advantage we have is a lot of them are located up here by us.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
As far as if you're playing Mascot Madness.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's true.
All right. So, gentlemen, we have done Mascot Madness. Now, we're going to do some MLB trivia. How does that sound?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do this. Shall we? Make sure I find the right music. If I can find it, where in the world? What is going on here? Let's see here.
It's preseason for us, too.
Yeah, preseason for us. There we go. There we go. All right. So, here's what we're going to do here, guys. I want you guys to name me the 10 teams with the fewest franchise postseason wins.
Ooh.
All right. Ten fewest teams. 10 teams with the fewest postseason wins. Matt, I'll start with you.
Okay. Well, you'd think you'd go to a expansion teams, but so that's got Miami, Colorado.
Yep.
Arizona, but you know, Arizona and Miami have won World Series already.
Yeah.
Colorado's won some games too.
I'm gonna throw out Colorado Rockies though.
Colorado Rockies are number one. 10 wins as a franchise.
Nice.
10 wins as a franchise. John, you're next. What can you give me for a guess?
Well, I kind of agree with Matt. You gotta go expansion team, just less years to acquire postseason wins.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's been a while since Arizona's made some noise. I'm going to go Diamondbacks.
The Arizona Diamondbacks are correct. They are number 9. 28 wins. 28 wins. Rockies, by the way, by far the fewest wins in postseason history. Matt, you're next.
Boy, oh boy.
I will say, you guys do have the right way of thinking. You're thinking younger franchises. There are a couple historical ones on here.
So you went with the... Who did you just say?
I went with Arizona. The Diamondbacks.
And I went Colorado, so Miami Marlins.
Miami Marlins is correct. 24 wins, fourth fewest, and yet somehow they have 2 World Series wins.
Yeah.
The 24 wins, by the way, they only accumulated those in those World Series runs.
Wow.
That's unbelievable. John, you're next.
Boy, it's just a team that doesn't seem to have a lot of postseason wins, even though they've been around forever. The Cubs.
Cubs are not on this list.
Oh,
they are not on this list.
That's a tough one because of the old. Yeah. They've been in the league so long.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have been. You're absolutely right.
All right. The Tampa Bay Rays or the whatever they are.
Yeah, the Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah,
they're right. They're up there. Number 8, 28 wins. John, you're next. You've got 1, 4, 8, and 9.
Let's see. I'm going to say, how about the Washington Nationals?
The Washington Nationals are on good here. Job. That is very, very good. Bye! There you go. 24 wins. Tied for fifth, tied for fourth, actually, also with Miami and one other team. Matt, your turn.
Let's go with the Seattle Mariners.
The Seattle Mariners are correct.
And boom goes the dynamite.
They are number two, 17 playoff wins. So you guys have 3, 5, 7, and 10 remaining. John, you're next.
I know that there's some history of some winning, but also, again, I feel like it's been a bit. What do you think about the Toronto Blue Jays?
Toronto Blue Jays are not on this list. Okay. They are not on this list. Matt, what do you think?
How about the Texas Rangers?
The Texas Rangers were on this list until they won the World Series. John, you're next.
Minnesota Twins.
Minnesota Twins are not on this list.
Wow.
Matt,
that would have been
next.
One of mine. See, there's, you know, teams that were bad for so long and then had a little bit of a
streak, yeah,
but they were good. Like one that I think of, and I'm not, this is not my answer, but tough one is the Cleveland Indians, Guardians. That's a tough one.
I will tell you, Cleveland is not on this list.
Okay. Yeah.
Cleveland is not on this list.
But they have a long history.
But they do have a long history. There is one, again, there is one historical franchise on here. I will give you that.
Whew. Really?
Yep, there is.
One historical franchise.
Yeah, one that's been around for a long time. You've got a couple of teams.
How about the Chicago White Sox?
The Chicago White Sox are correct.
That was my next guess. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Number 30. Number 30 wins total. John, you're next. There are three teams left on this list.
I'm going to say the Oakland Athletics.
Not the Oakland Athletics. Okay. Too much of a dynasty in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, I know. Outside of that, I was thinking maybe that's...
Yeah. All right, Matt, what do you think?
Ooh. And was the White Sox the team that
White Sox? White Sox was the historical one that I'm thinking of. Yep, there is one that has been around since the 70s.
The Milwaukee Brewers?
The Milwaukee Brewers are correct.
Oh, wow.
They are correct. Number three, 22 wins. 22 career postseason wins. So you've got 5 and 7 left. Both of these teams are on the western side of the country. John?
The Giants?
Nope, not the Giants. Okay. You're on the right track, though. Matt?
Angels.
Angels are correct. The Angels are correct. Let's see here.
Brilliant, brilliant.
There you go. All right, you got one more left. Angels, by the way, 27 wins. That puts them at seventh fewest. Got one more remaining. John, you were on the right track with San Francisco.
San Diego. Oh.
San Diego Padres are correct.
Stay classy.
So in order, the 10 teams with the fewest career postseason wins, Colorado, Seattle, Milwaukee, Miami, San Diego, Washington, LA Angels, Tampa Bay, Arizona, and the Chicago White Sox. Yeah, again, the Brewers were on this list because they didn't make the playoffs for so long between 82 and 08. So, again, you guys like that one?
That was a good one.
Yeah.
That was a tough one. Yep. I like it, though.
I never make it easy on you guys.
No, you don't.
You're tuned into the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. And, guys, Badger football season starts next week. We're going to talk some Badgers coming up after this.
Where Northern Wisconsin comes for in-depth Wisconsin sports talk. From youth sports to the pros, you are listening to the Sports Q on WJJQ.
Please don't think I'm rushing the season here. I know there's still lots of boating time left, but it won't be long. So I'd like to remind you to contact Hobbs Service Center on County Road L, just north of the windmill, when it's time to remove your dock and lift. Hob offers a state-of-the-art barge that will help you take the stress out of removing your dock and lift. And remember, when your boat or watercraft needs winterization service work or boat shrink wrapping and safe storage, call Hob at 360-5086 for more information. Let the experts at Hob Service Center handle those fall duties. 360-5086 and check out their website, HobbsService.com.
Your hometown Roofmasters team provides 40 years of experience featuring uncompromised quality and dependable services for your roofing needs. Now's the time to contact Roofmasters so your roofing project can be completed this season. Why choose Roofmasters? As a manufacturer-approved contractor, Roofmasters installers have the knowledge and skill to ensure that your roof is expertly installed in a timely manner and at a fair price. Because doing it right matters. Roofmasters stands by the quality of their work and is backed by a true 50-year lifetime non-prorated warranty. Call Roofmasters today for a free roof analysis at 453-4800 or request online at roofmasterswi.com. Roofmasters, the proof is in the roof.
Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, Matt Tyler, and John Long back with you here on this wonderful Wednesday evening. It is 6:42 here at our WJJQ studios, which means we've got time for another couple of segments. And gentlemen, very, very hard to believe, but the Badgers football season begins a week from tomorrow. A week from tomorrow is when we get Badger football back out on the air. That's ridiculous to me.
I don't know how this happened. Where'd it happen to the summer? I'm excited about football. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, of course.
But it always signals the end of summer.
Yes, I know. I know it does. So let's talk some Badgers, shall we?
Yep.
Let's do it.
Little play fake, lock drifting, looks, throws, and it is caught by Tucker Ashcraft. Touchdown, Wisconsin. A rolling catch as Locke got it out of his hands in time. And Ashcraft holds it in. Make it 20-3, Wisconsin.
So the Wisconsin Badgers, if we decide to rewind it back, missed a bowl game for the first time since 2001 after losing to Minnesota to end the season. Ended on a five-game losing streak, finishing 5-7, 3-5 in the Big Ten Conference. They begin their season next week against Miami of Ohio. That is next Thursday at 8 p.m. Now, the one thing that we will confirm is that Billy Edwards, who is a transfer quarterback from the University of Maryland, he is expected to start for the Badgers at QB for week one. Now, in case you missed it, because I'm sure people are wondering what the schedule is. The Wisconsin Badgers have one of, if not the toughest schedule in the country for 2025. This is what it's like. They've got Miami of Ohio, Middle Tennessee, at number 8 Alabama, Maryland at home, at number 14 Michigan, home against Iowa, number 3 Ohio State, at number 7 Oregon, Washington, at number 20 Indiana, number 12 Illinois, and at Minnesota to close out the year. Matt, I'm going to start with you. What should be the expectations for the Badgers this season?
This is going to be a hard year to judge them on just because that schedule is so tough. But I think you're going to see a very different Badger team than you did last year. They very well could be better. There's better personnel. A change in offensive coordinator, I think, is a big deal.
Yep.
Jeff Grimes coming in there, going back to more traditionally what we see from Wisconsin football.
Mm-hmm.
But the record may not indicate that they are that much better.
Mm-hmm.
Their record is really tough. I think they did a great job in the transfer portal, especially on the defensive line, adding some beef.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about a college football team nowadays, and I know this sounds weird. We had three guys at 300 pounds on the defensive line. They've got 9 this year.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have the beef.
Yeah.
And Iowa just pummeled us in the run
you
game.
Just can't, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of teams that recruit that way to run a specific style of defense. You cannot do that in the Big Ten.
No.
No. You can't.
No.
Now, here is one thing that I will provide as a silver lining for this. All of the ranked opponents that I list here, do we expect all of them to be ranked at the end of the season?
No.
There's probably going to be at least one or two that will drop off. Like, I am very surprised at how high Illinois is ranked.
Me too.
That to me is a little confusing. Indiana, I understand because there's at least, a bright future. Kurt Cignetti, who's the head coach at Indiana, has done a really good job with that program. But you look at the rest of the roster, and I agree with you, Matt. It's going to be very, very hard to say. I do believe they are a better roster. I think that if you end up going back to what they do, because I remember when they switched to an air raid offense with Luke Fickell at the helm, I was ecstatic because I thought, oh, a modern offense. You can finally try and score, 25, 30 points a game and keep up with it. But for whatever reason, it did not work. Don't know what it was. It could it have been the offensive coordinator? Could it have been the personnel? Could it have been, a hard understanding of the playbook sometimes, transitioning from one to the next. And it, for whatever reason, it didn't work out. It honestly didn't work out. And it was evidence, obviously, last year. And I think what ultimately contributed to it was the injury to Tyler Van Dyke.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
Just like the year before with Tanner Mordecai got hurt.
Exactly.
Luke Fickell has not had a starting quarterback in his 2 years at Wisconsin.
Right.
For any length of time. He hasn't had a starting quarterback for more than 3 or 4 games.
Yeah.
Either year.
Yeah. And it's hard. And let's hope that Billy Edwards, knock on wood, can at least provide that this year, because he was decent at Maryland last year. Maybe if you take some like more of the pressure off of him and focus more on that running attack, Wisconsin could make a little bit of noise. But again, it's going to be very, very hard to judge this team with how tough that schedule is.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think there was a lot of hoopla with Fickell coming in, and I think he's a good coach. I'm not saying that.
But absolutely.
Also, he came in and said, we're going to completely change the whole identity of a team. Not only a team, but a school, right?
Yeah.
It's just really hard to do that, and I just don't think that they had the buy-in from the players to be able to do what Fickell wanted to do. I like the change in offensive coordinator. They're going to get back to a little bit more of 3 yards in a cloud of dust.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to ram it down your throat.
Yeah.
And I think that is good for the type of players that are going to end up at Wisconsin.
Now, what I will say, in fairness to Fickell as well, he's not dealing with guys like Melvin Gordon or Jonathan Taylor or Ron Dane or, you know, Anthony Davis, Brian Calhoun, P.J. Hill, all these Badger backs that, you know, you list, Monte Ball, James White, all of these guys that I've listed. He doesn't really have any of these guys either, you know, at the running back slot. So it's going to depend a lot to me on how well that offensive line is going to produce.
You're going to see a couple of guys. You saw a little glimpse of Darian Dupree last year.
Yeah. That's the guy to me that has the most upside.
But Dylan Jones, who I think redshirted last year, was actually a little bit of a higher recruit than Darian Dupree, and he may have passed up Darian Dupree. And then you throw in Cade Iacomelli. I think you're going to see a couple of really dynamic running backs for the Badgers.
Well, let's face it. That's when, outside of Ron Dane, obviously, but the Badgers are at their best when they have those change of pace backs.
Exactly.
Right? And it keeps the defense on their heels a little bit, and I think that's what they're coming back to with this group.
By the way, quick note, by the way, on Cade Iacomelli that you brought up, he's actually taken first-team reps at tight end in camp as well this year because of the injury to Ashcraft. So we might see him at tight end quite a bit also this year.
Yeah, the offensive line, too. I think it's a good offensive line. It was really sad to see Kevin Haywood get hurt. He was a redshirt freshman who was going to take over at left tackle, which is hard to do. But I think what you're going to see is you got a really good right tackle in Riley Mullman. You got a really good center coming back in Renfro.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Brunner is a really good guard. I think Joe Brenner's going to kick outside. I think you've already seen it in practice. And a young kid named Emerson Mandel from Minnesota is going to come in and play guard.
You know,
they're going to be big.
You know, we've been talking a lot about, you know, we mentioned all about the offense. The defense, honestly, is a huge question mark, especially that front seven coming into this season. Because you mentioned that the recruits, the transfers that they brought in, Matt, on the defensive line, which I like. But the strength of this Badger team is their secondary.
Yeah,
in my honest opinion.
Definitely. And I think besides that, too, I think the two inside backers are very athletic if they stay healthy. And Christian Allegro and Curtis Tackett, I think, are really, really athletic linebackers.
And I don't think we have no idea what we're going to see, because if you look at the depth chart right now, there are 11 transfers coming into the first or second string defense. That's huge.
But I agree with you, Alex. That back end, and especially if Nizer Fourqueen wins his case against the NCAA, even if he doesn't, you got to transfer in Lattimore, who's coming in. And not only him, but then his brother's a four-star running back who's committed to Wisconsin, too.
Mm-hmm. So you've got something. So one thing that we'll agree on is that it's a tough schedule, without a doubt.
It's brutal.
Again, according to Pro Football Focus, this is the toughest schedule in the country. Not just in the Big Ten, in the country.
Yep.
Because of adding Alabama as a non-conference foe. So my question for you guys is, do you see them making a bowl game this year?
I do think they're going to make a mid-level bowl game.
I can see that.
I like who they brought in. I like the change in identity. I don't think it's going to be... Are they going to compete for the conference? No.
No.
But I do think they're going to win some games they're not supposed to win.
And especially considering the fact now the Big Ten, instead of like having it two divisions, is just one whole conference as well. It's just 18 teams. Yeah. But that's a whole other subject for another day.
That's right.
You probably have to win a game or two. You don't... As of right now, aren't expected to win, but I think there's a couple on there they can get.
Well, let's go ahead and rattle off the wins. Miami of Ohio, they'll probably win that game. Mm-hmm. Middle Tennessee, they'll probably win that game. Maryland, I think they'll win that game. And then after that, you've got, Iowa, Washington, Illinois, maybe at Minnesota as well. I think they can easily eke out 6-7 wins here.
I think they can. I mean, you look at Iowa, it's going to be a tough one, but it's their homecoming game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, those games are just, you get up a little differently for those.
One thing that I'm looking for as well this year from Coach Fickell's squad, there has got to be a statement game. You take a look at the great college coaches. There was a statement game that they had that put them over the top. You look at Wisconsin with Brett Bielema, knocked off number one Ohio State at home. That's the last time the Badgers have beaten Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
Badgers have lost to Ohio State 15 straight years.
Mm-hmm.
That's a problem.
And I don't know necessarily if this will be the one, because I'm not sure. I mean, granted, they're ranked, but mm-hmm. I see the Michigan game as one that might be that game.
It very well could be because of how, you know, the NCAA handled everything with the sign-stealing scandal.
Yep.
You've got a few players that are going to be suspended for 3 games. Jim Harbaugh got a 10-year ban as well. So, again, Michigan game could be a bit of a surprise, but again, we're going to find out a lot about the Badgers and Luke Fickell, I think, this upcoming season. Agreed?
Agreed.
Absolutely.
All right. You're tuned into the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to wrap things up with some local sports coming up.
Talking Packers, Badgers, Brewers, Bucks, and local sports. You are listening to the Sports Q on WJJQ.
The big story this month at Brickner's Park City, Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram in Merrill is the 10% off MSRP on all 2025 Ram 1500 pickup trucks. And get this, we're adding a low finance rate of 3.9% for 72 months on Bighorn models. We have examples priced from only $47,210 plus the 3.9 for 72. Don't miss out as the inventory will be gone this month. Check out our huge row of Jeep Grand Cherokees priced from just $37,575. Over on the heavy-duty side of the Brickner's and Merrill lot, you will find a row of over 16 Ram 2500 and 3500 trucks that had some hail damage on them. These were damaged at the assembly plant and are very low miles, some with little to no damage, some are fixed up, and some you can buy pre-dented. Save big over a brand new one. There's always a whole lot of good going on at Brickner's Park City, Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram in Merrill. 1-800-49-JEEP. We're on the web at BricknersParkCity.net. Tax title service fees extra to qualified credit through Stellantis Financial.
Why take the big price hit on a brand new vehicle when there's a lot full of close to new, well-maintained vehicles at the Auto House in Tomahawk? Gary and Randy at the Auto House have a great selection of quality, affordable, low-mileage vehicles right there on the lot. And if you don't see what you're looking for, let them know and they'll find it for you. They do that all the time. When you buy a vehicle from the Auto House, you have an ASE-certified mechanic on duty to do all the regular maintenance or fix what needs fixing. And if you ever have a close encounter with a deer or a bear, the Auto House can keep you on the road with a rental. Gary and Randy invite you into the Auto House the next time you're in the need of an upgrade to whatever you're driving right now at the Auto House on North 4th in Tomahawk and online at AutoHouseCars.net. That's AutoHouseCars.net. The Auto House in Tomahawk, generationally doing business the right way for over 40 years.
Welcome back to the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook, John Long, and Matt Tyler here with you here on this Wednesday. Just about ready to wrap things up. And gentlemen, local sports begin this week. Local sports begin this week. So, first Hatchet Falls sport that will take place will be coming up tomorrow. Girls swim team will compete in the Fun in the Sun outdoor relays in Merrill. That will begin at 5 o'clock. And then our first broadcast of the school year is finally here. Now, those of you that are tuning in, John was supposed to be in the broadcast booth with me this past week, but unfortunately,
he's kicked him out.
Contract dispute.
I'm holding
out
for more
dispute.
Money.
So I got one question for Hatchet fans.
Are you ready for football?
Because I sure am. So it's Tomahawk football Friday night against Crandon. Tune in for the Fairman Orthodontics kickoff cabinet. It's going to be your new Football Friday preview show. That will begin at 6:10. Opening kick will be at 7 o'clock. And instead of John Long, it's going to be Matt Tyler in the broadcast booth with me.
Sorry, everybody. I just want to apologize right now.
Apologize for what, John?
From put up with Matt.
From a Yugo to a Porsche.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Oh, jeez. Uh-huh. Oh, man.
Like a matchbox.
You better be careful or you guys will both get flushed down the toilet.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Why would that be considered a good time for you, John?
Off the air. We'll take that off the air.
All right. right. Then after that shenanigans that we'll have with Tomahawk football in Crandon. Very excited, by the way. We're going to have Hatchet football coach Dewey Riley on. We're going to have Crandon head football coach Dan Whitman also on. We are going to be talking a lot about what's going on ahead. And then we'll also go over some of the local matchups as well from across the Northwoods. We'll also talk some keys to the game. Crandon, they run a wishbone offense. So they are going to be running down your throat on a consistent basis.
Football in a phone booth.
Yeah, exactly. And then after that, Tomahawk Volleyball, they have a scrimmage coming up on Saturday. They will be in Merrill, and then they begin the volleyball tournament at Hortonville on Tuesday. That will begin at 3 o'clock. Their first match will be against Waupaca. After that, they'll take on the host Hortonville at 4:30, and then New London at 6. So that's a little bit about how that tournament's going to go. And then after that, they go to the Dells next week. So again, everything is amping up here. We also have Tomahawk Cross Country. They will have their first meet coming up next Thursday. They will be in Rhinelander for their season opening meet. We will have Hatchet Cross Country coach Connor Ahrens in to chat about the squad. And remember, cross country, the girls squad made the state meet as a team last year. So he's hoping that he can get not just one, but two teams back there this upcoming season. So a lot of excitement going around Hatchet Sports, guys. And I remember we talked about this late last year. Tomahawk Sports, from when I came here in 22 to where it is right now, it's completely different. Mm-hmm. It is already completely different. I already feel the culture change. It's going to be very, very exciting, and I'm expecting a few teams to take steps forward, hopefully.
Absolutely. Real quick, can we throw some shout-outs out
there? Of course, yeah.
So Brian Herman listens to us. Jim and Audrey. Pete Petta was listening. John McKinley. You got anything you want?
Yeah.
I know we got Kim and Mitch. We got
Dave Long was out there listening.
Dave Long. Dave Long.
We got to talk about Dave.
Yeah. You. Is it because that he just paid you guys to talk about him?
Moving on.
All right. We want to thank everyone for tuning into the Sports Queue here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. If you did tune in on TikTok, thank you very much, everyone. We appreciate it. We'll be back on next Wednesday from 5:30 to 7 for more Wisconsin state and local sports. Thank you, everyone, for tuning into the Sports Queue on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Be sure to tune in for our first sports broadcast of the week coming up on Friday as Tomahawk football takes on Crandon. Matt Tyler and I in the broadcast booth with the Fairman Orthodontics kickoff cabinet 6:10, opening kick at 7 o'clock. Thank you, everyone. Have a sportacular week. I'll see you all next week.
Listening to the Sports Queue on WJJQ. Be sure to join again next Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. for the latest sports news around the state and in our Northwoods community right here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ Tomahawk.